You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. It was an exciting moment for all of us here at Vatican Radio when the actor and singer whom we all know as Jesus Christ's superstar came to visit. Ted Neely, the quintessential screen Jesus of the 1973 film, directed by Norman Jewison, is currently in Rome to perform yet again as Jesus of Nazareth in the musical by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber. As well as to launch his new release entitled Rock Opera. The album includes many great favourites by Ted, including the wonderful duet Up Where We Belong with Yvonne Elliman. Far from the world we know. The very same Yvonne Elliman who played the role of Mary Magdalene in the film with Ted 40 years ago. I was privileged to get to do the interview together with my Italian colleague Fabio Colagrande. We are privileged and honoured to have you here in Vatican Radio.
I promise you the pleasure is mine. I am overwhelmed with positive energy here. It's wonderful.
What does it feel like to be here?
It's overwhelming. I had no idea. I mean, look where I'm sitting and who has sat in this room with you. And I'm just amazed to be in Rome at all.
We were all very excited to hear that the prototype of Screen Jesus was coming to the radio today. I know you're here to do a performance in Rome.
Yes.
Shall we start with that, with what you're doing here today,
sure,
and then think back?
Yes, I'm here because I have the honor of being in Rome at Il Sistina. I am amazed at what the director, Massimo Piperò, has done for this wonderful show. He has organized a cast of singers and dancers and actors and musicians and crew people who are the kindest, most generous people I've ever worked with in my life. Every day is more fun than the day before. Everybody is smiling and happy all the time. The audience is so responsive to what we do. I feel I'm in a very, very spiritual dream.
It's the Jesus Christ superstar that we all know, isn't
it?
Oh,
yes. Yes, it is, exactly as it was written, and it's being done in English for me, because io non parlo italiano, and everyone is singing the words in English, and the show is just received so well by the audience. Standing ovations, and people stay until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to talk after the show. I'm just having the most wonderful time of my life.
I know that you have also just released a CD or an EP, if
yes,
I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yes.
Would you like to tell us about that as well? It also has someone that we all know in it.
Yes, there sure is. It is a tribute to rock opera. If it weren't for the form of rock opera, I wouldn't be here, because I was able to perform not only in Jesus Christ Superstar, but also Hair and Tommy and Sergeant Pepper. So all four of the most successful rock operas I had the opportunity to be in. And certainly in Jesus Christ Superstar, which is the most important for me, I met a wonderful lady named Yvonne Elliman, who played the role of Mary in the movie. She was also on the original album done.
She was Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene, yes. And she's the sweetest lady in the world, a very, very dear friend. And we have on this new EP a duet. She and I sing together a song called Up Where We Belong.
Some hang on to used to be, live their lives looking behind.
All we have is here and now. All
She has the voice of an angel and the personality of the most precious person in the world, and I'm honored to be able to sing with her.
So many years on, has your interpretation of Jesus changed?
Oh, absolutely. With each performance and certainly each production, it has grown because I get to do more research. Everything that I've read in the past gives me new purpose and new reason to do the role again. And like I was saying earlier about the cast and the crew and the band and everyone here, they all give me something new in their interpretation of the roles they're playing. So yes, the intent of what I do has deepened every year, and now it's been several years that I've been able to do it, so I feel much more positive about what I get to do now than ever before.
And what about playing Jesus for all these years? Has that changed you as a man?
Absolutely. I think if anyone who might not even be a believer in the Holy Spirit, you could not walk away without becoming a believer. This is something I've always believed since my childhood. I was born in a very small town in Texas, a Protestant faith, and I've always been more dedicated to Bible stories than my education, and I think that's maybe indirectly preparation for what I get to do now. And every time I have done a production, whether it's a live production on stage or the movie, the directors have always said to the cast, if you need to know anything about the stories in the Bible or the relationship between the apostles and all the ones in this, go talk to Ted. He knows all the Bible stories.
I'm sure you do.
I do. I love everything about it. And people from all over the world treat me with such wonderful respect because I had the wonderful, blessed opportunity to be in this role. So many people wanted to be, and I was the one who had the good fortune to gain that opportunity, and I could not be more thankful.
Would you say your faith has grown?
Absolutely, yes, yes. And I thought I was a good Christian when I was a child and prior to this, but the knowledge that I have obtained as a result of this experience, not only from literary knowledge, but from the knowledge of the people like yourselves who feel a connection because of this movie, the way you received me here, I'm overwhelmed and joyful with you being so kind to me, you see, and I just want to kind of touch everybody's heart, you know, and feel the experience. It's wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful.
When you were first approached and asked whether you would agree to be part of this incredible adventure, were you afraid?
No,
were you excited? How did you go about learning the part and becoming?
I was frightened to death. Honestly, when I first was asked to audition for the show Jesus Christ Superstar, I actually auditioned for the role of Judas because of that fear. I didn't want to take a chance on imposing myself upon the essence of Christ. And I thought, well, nobody really knows a lot about Judas, so I could create a character in Judas. So I auditioned for Judas. And the director who had directed me for 3 years in Hair, once I sang Heaven on Their Minds, which is the opening song of the show, he ran up on the stage and threw his arms around me. And I'm thinking, oh, I got the part. I got the part of Judas. He hugged me and said, that was wonderful. I'd like you to come back tomorrow and sing the role of Jesus. It was his idea, not mine.
Well, you certainly look like Jesus. Thank you. Fabio, would you like to take over with your questions?
Thank you.
Okay, Ted, welcome at Vatican Radio. Thank you very much. What does it feel like to be here in Rome, the Pope's city, and to play the part of Jesus on stage?
I could not be happier, more honored, and more frightened at the same time. Because I know that Rome is so dedicated to the Catholic faith, and I'm sure that everyone in the street is an authority upon that spirituality, wherein I am a person who is an actor and am doing the best I possibly can to maintain the spirituality that's necessary for the role. But I am so honored to be here. I've dreamt of this possibility all my life, and now I get to have it, and I'm so thankful.
In what way this role has changed your life?
It has increased the wonder of my life constantly, not only with my spirituality because of being able to research constantly and learn more. And she was asking, would I be speaking Aramaic today? I wish I could, because it's such a beautiful poetic language. But also, while we were in Israel making the film, I met the lady who is my wife. She was in the film as well. So it gave me an absolute new understanding of spirituality and opened my life up to being alive with my wife. And we have two glorious children, and it changed my life for the better completely.
Has your spiritual life been influenced by Jesus Christ Superstar?
Absolutely right. I learned everything that I thought I knew, that I thought I should know, as a young man, as a child, as a young man in my home in Texas, a small, very small town in Texas. Everyone knew everyone, you know, so everybody on the street were friends. And church was just part of your life. Church was as much a part of your life as having breakfast with your family in the morning. So I was always in church, in the church choir, going to church on Sundays, going to prayer meetings, going to youth revivals, and very active in the choir and doing performances for younger children to influence them with their spirituality. So I knew so much about the Bible stories as a child, and as I got into this role, I thought I knew a lot until I started doing the research. And the research is overwhelmingly beautiful. I learn something new with every time I get a chance to play this role. And what's most important for me is how I feel when I get a chance to see people who want to see the show and how they react and talk to me about how we have a spiritual connection because of the film that they saw me have the pleasure of playing the role of Jesus of Nazareth.
Do you think this rock opera has played a role in spreading the gospel in the world?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I got it from the authority. Norman Jewison, our director of the film, because of so much protest in America when we were doing the show live prior to making the film, Mr. Jewison was concerned about whether or not the film would be accepted around the world. So he requested an audience with Pope Paul VI to see the film. The two of them sat down together and watched the film. Pope Paul VI said, "This is a good film, and I think this film will open the eyes to people around the world about spirituality because they will go see a movie." And he felt that the music was so inviting and so spiritual that it would spread the essence of Christ worldwide. So we got his blessing to at least release the film. Thank God for that, and thank Pope Paul VI for that.
And would you like to present this movie to Pope Francis?
Oh, in a second, yes, yes. I'm doing everything to reach out and grab his robe, you know, to touch him, to say, please, would you please just sit with us and watch? If that could happen, that would be my life dream come true.
What would you say to the Pope should you meet him?
I would be speechless, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I would just listen to whatever he might have to say. And once I got over my nerves, I would then be able to ask him questions about if there's any chance you can give me a critique about what I'm doing and what I should do to make it better.
What do you think is the secret of success of this masterpiece, Jesus Christ Superstar?
I honestly believe it's because, first of all, there's no question it's the music, the mm-hmm. sounds of the music. If you take the music alone and just listen to the melodies, people around the world can sing those melodies. You know, people are always coming up to me and saying, "Jesus, I am overjoyed to meet you face to face."
Jesus, I am overjoyed to meet you face to face. You've been getting quite a name all around the place.
In all languages, they still sing it in English, you see. Or someone will say, "Everything's all right, yes, everything's fine." Everything in it is gentle and caressive, you see. And Tim Rice went into the first four books of the New Testament, primarily the book of John, to pull out the lyrics, the words, and the story. And we're dealing with only the last 7 days in the life of Jesus as seen through the eyes of his friends who saw him technically as a man.
You are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're divine, change my water into wine, that's all.
For when he walked upon the earth, he walked as a man, though he was the Son of God, not challenging the deity, absolutely accepting the deity of Jesus as the Son of God. But nobody knew He was who he was until crucifixion and resurrection. So it goes up to crucifixion, you see. And everyone says to me, I learned so much about my spirituality because I got a chance to look at Jesus as a human being as well as the Son of God.
How would you describe your friendship with Carl Anderson?
Oh, absolutely magnificent. Carl and I were dear friends long before we got into Jesus Christ Superstar. Similar backgrounds. He grew up in Virginia. I grew up in Texas. We both were musicians and singers with bands, you know, as children. And when we finally got a chance to work together in Jesus Christ Superstar, our friendship, our bond of friendship was so strong that we had no problems with each other. We fully accepted each other in whatever we did in the roles. We knew that no matter what we may do, that the other one was right there to help you and make you feel better and more comfortable. Dear, dear friend, I miss him, even though he's gone and he's preparing that place for us. I feel his spirit with me all the time. He's always present. I honestly feel him sitting in that chair right over there. I can feel that Carl experience that we always had. Dear friends never die. You're always alive in spirit.
And Ted, how would you like to present this recent work in which you duet yet again with Yvonne Elliman?
Oh, with Yvonne, the same way. I haven't known Yvonne as long as I knew Carl. I met Yvonne through Jesus Christ Superstar. We met first in New York when we did Superstar on Broadway, the very first production. She has become a lifelong friend. She lives in Hawaii now with her family. She's taking care of her. Both her parents are well into their years. She's taking care of them. If she weren't having to do that, she'd be right here with me right now. We do have a chance to get together every so often because we do commemorative screenings of Jesus Christ Superstar for the anniversaries, and she comes when she can, and we go together with also with Barry Dennen, who played Pontius Pilate. And on one occasion, we've had all of the principals who are still with us, Bob Bingham, who played Caiaphas, Kurt Yajin, who played Annas, Joshua Mostel, who played King Herod, Yvonne, and myself, all together at the same time. And it is just magnificent when we all sit down. It's no matter how long it's been since we've seen each other, it's as if we just talked yesterday.
So at the end, can you dedicate some words to our listeners?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Everyone who may be listening to this moment, I just want to say how honored I am that you are listening, how amazed I am that I'm in your wonderful country here in Rome, and anyone who's listening around the world, may I say thank you for so many wonderful years that you've supported this wonderful movie, and indirectly by doing so supported what I do in my life, my wife, my children. We thank you profusely, and I hope one day I will be able to say I have met everyone face to face that loves this movie as much as we do.
This is a microphone. Can you sing something for us, just some seconds?
Well, I think probably the most apropos would be what Yvonne sings, which is, I don't know how to love him.